Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, we want to thank everybody for coming on the Transformation Cafe. It's Transformational Tuesday, and we just want to be welcoming everybody. We've got one of our wonderful guests, one of our regulars, coming into the, and we've got Mr. Jamie scooting up to the table. Mr. Jamie, how are you this evening?
Well, I'm one of the regulars, and I'm Mr. Jamie scooting up to the table. I'm calling all the way from Seattle, Washington, where it was
Seattle,
the hottest
Washington.
Day of the year today so far. And it cracked at least 88 or 89. Ooh. It was in the 90s, my wife says.
Wow.
That's pretty unusual for you, isn't it, Jamie?
Yes, it is. And you ought to see all the people that don't like the heat up here, that's for sure.
They're all running around in shorts and tank tops going, what the heck's going on, huh?
They're trying to cultivate a sunburn, I'm sure.
Cultivating a sunburn. Yeah, Seattle sunburn. I don't know if they kind of go together. Well, I guess they do.
Well, all year with no sun and a lot of pasty skin, and then a few nice days, and everybody goes bananas, and then they're running around with sunburns. It happens all the time.
I'm sure that every place that's got suntan lotion is getting sold out as we speak. And all the stuff for the sunburns. They're getting, what is that, copper tone and... whatever, all the different stuff they have for that. So, well, thank you for scooting into the table. We appreciate that. And one of our regulars we've had, for this episode, this is episode 213 for everybody, just so you know, because when you go to the transformation-cafe.com, we've got everything now they're having available on iTunes. So it's a wonderful opportunity to go on that. And we've got a brand new thing, too, where you can actually get the iTunes app, and that works out really great to be able to have all the shows just there on demand. I mean, literally, they're all just listed right there, and it's just a wonderful program. It's looks very professional and clean, and it's just beautiful. So today's guest is Ms. Marvine Lindbergh, and she has been a dear friend of mine for quite a few years now. Huh, Marvine?
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. She's going to owe me as a friend. I love that. And Marvine has been on the show the last 3.5 years. Periodically she comes on, and we've always got wonderful conversations to be able to talk about. But there, for the people who haven't heard you since we've turned onto iTunes, you want to kind of give everybody kind of a little bit of a review of who is Miss Marvine?
You want me to give the review?
Do I dare? Yes, I dare. I dare.
in all honesty, it depends on the mood, not the mood even, the moment, and whatever hat I happen to have to be wearing at the time.
Okay,
you know,
which hat are you going to put on?
Well, it depends. My granddaughter, two of my granddaughters the other day said, Grandma, are you psychic? And I said, so I've been told. Most people don't know what the word psychic means. I have been hiding from all of these labels for years because I suppose the word psychic means of the mind or soul. I can use PhD. I have a doctorate in religious philosophy. But the bottom line for me has to do with you. It has to do with the people. It has to do, so I would say, oh gosh, Robin, I don't know. I don't do labels, you know that. You label me, but be nice.
Okay, I'm going to label you something spectacular. You are an inspirational consultant. How about that? And I have to, we'll back up really quick. The first time I ever met Marvin, we were actually at a business breakfast where they kind of do a brainstorming mind, you know, brainstorming where everybody kind of puts all their different things for business into the table. And there was a business coach there, and Marvin and I wound up sitting right next to each other, and we just got thick as thieves really quick. And we were kind of reading everybody in the room at the same time, so it was pretty darn fun. And she's come to be a dear friend that's really supported in my business, which is Flowers for You in Riverside, California. And Lily came in and helped me to, after 20 years of being in business, it's always good to have somebody with fresh eyes and an intuitive sense of things to come in and just give some recommendations and consulting about how to move it to a new level and really embrace yourself in the new ways that you're wanting to be expressing yourself out in the world and showing yourself on a public way that way. And that's something that you're very, very good at. One thing I love that Miss Marvin does is she's helping people when it comes to their environments with feng shui and things like that, going in and helping to shift the energy of a house by moving things around and coming to a level of appreciation for the different things that they own. I know she had one lady in particular that was looking at, had these paintings that she really didn't have a sense of value of what they were. And Marvin came in and just went ahead and lifted that up and showed this woman all these wonderful treasures that she had that she had, you know, put them in a new place so she could really look at them and love them. And I think that's one thing that's really important in feng shui is coming from a place of, like, if you don't love it, you shouldn't have it around you because it goes along with everything else. And that's a real good segue into what we're going to talk about tonight because it's about cultivating conscious awareness and coming from a level of how do we do that. So my first question for you, Marvin, is do we really know the difference between when we're being conscious and subconscious sometimes?
No.
I got her listen. She's there. No, we don't know? We don't know the difference?
Sometimes we do, but for the most part, we have a tendency – and it's human nature. We do things that are kind of rhetoric or rote. And so what happens is our minds have a tendency to wander and drift. And one of the things, and I really respect feng shui. I took a course in it through the University of Toronto. But the most important thing is if you take the label feng shui away, if you take a lot of the labels away, it goes to how do we really feel? And us being able to really feel has to do, oh my gosh, this is a loaded, has to do with getting to that point where we can really feel. We are so bombarded with information of multiple kinds on a day-to-day basis. I mean, and if you're working in an outside job, there's that. If you, and that's, for most people, that's a primary because that's how they survive. That's how they feed themselves, they clothe themselves, so on and so forth. If you take another step to that, with all the information that we have to accumulate and do on our jobs, and all of the other training, programming, caring, all of those things, and they're all, believe it or not, they're all in separate compartments. How do we balance? What is the clue in there? Because there's a lot of times, I mean, you may be at the grocery store or in your car, but you're not really or in your car. Because what keeps popping into your mind is something you have to do at home, something you have to do at work. Your car needs just kind of attention. The list goes on and on. And it's learning how to truly slow down and pay attention to our immediate surroundings. And if they're not necessarily... if there's a lot of, I got to do this, I got to do that, or I'm blocking this, or I'm blocking that, basically, that's the same thing. And what we find, if we allow, is if we do it, then it's not taking up our headspace. A real challenge. Because we find, I'm aware of this, and I like this, but I know I need to take care of this. And one of the hardest parts is to pulling ourselves into a moment space where really we are where we are.
And how do we do that, Marvin? Yeah, how do we pull ourselves back into that moment where we're really just touching, you know, and what I'm hearing you saying is we're slowing ourselves down. Slow the mind down and come from a place of really coming from your heart and listening on that level as opposed to just being in the mind chatter.
Part of it is slowing the mind down in one respect, but basically it's not necessarily slowing the mind down, but it is about focusing enough to pay attention on what is and where we are. And that's a real challenge for all of us. The autonomic nervous system does a lot of its stuff on its own. I've been, playing with some theories recently on, for example, heart conditions or whatever. But most importantly, we don't know how to slow down. We don't know how to slow down enough to, we have things. People have things. This last couple of generations, it has been focused on what they have, as opposed to who they are. And who they are, I'm talking about ethically and inside. And inside of each one of us is a lot of contradictions. But we're not aware of the contradictions within us. We did that answer or respond? Was that response appropriate?
Yeah, I think that was a response. That's your response, so it's the perfect response for you, you know, when it comes to that.
Okay.
So when you were talking about cultivating conscious awareness,
right?
When it comes to that, what are different ways that we can cultivate that? Through meditation, things like that?
Well, to begin with, let's take a simple step at a time, is to truly just for 30 seconds or a minute, really take a look at where you are and what you're doing. Take a look at what's around you. Take a look and feel. Seeing is one thing. And a lot of people seem to do that really well. But when it gets to the feeling, and this is one of my theories on heart attacks, and it's strictly mine. I've been playing with quantum physics a little bit. Is that a lot of people who block certain types of emotions or cover over certain kinds of things blocks the energy in different areas of the heart?
Mm-hmm.
And you know that, what's really – go ahead.
I was going to say that's interesting because I was reading in a book the other day about a cardiologist who had done studies and through all the different things that he looked at, he noticed – that only half of the people that were getting heart attacks actually had physical reasons for the heart attacks. And the other half, really was what he was recognizing is that, like you're saying, they weren't in sync with their hearts when it came to levels of other aspects of their lives. And so there wasn't something that was sustaining them on the level of just having, you know, good vibrations, as it were, that was helping them to be in a place where they were being cohesive with their environments and cohesive with their lives.
Well, that's exciting to hear. I've worked with some professionals, but I think the most important thing for me, and this is for me personally, is to acknowledge those extended parts, like the doctor who said there was no physiological reason for it. But every physical part of the body has a mental and spiritual correspondence to it. And they're very simple. But some of the things that we have been conditioned to and programmed with when I say program, then I don't mean brainwashing in the literal sense of the term, but by definition, depending on what a little person know means to what his mom and dad say, to somebody in school, to a friend, to whomever. So you've got all this input coming in, and now more than ever, especially with electronics. And I don't, and you know what? I admire and think electronics are great, but unfortunately, you've got also factions rather than using to promote and create, they use to control or destroy. And what happens is then this becomes part of all people because it's energy. And if, and you know, conscious energy, you don't have to be conscious of whether or not your heart's beating or you breathe or any of the other auto parts of your system. But when
that's
when
amazing.
Start,
that's, yeah. That's amazing that we have that ability.
Right. But what happens is we get so focused on so many different types of exteriors, and I'm not saying they're not significant, but we forget to take that. Well, for me, sometimes they call it an inventory. One of the things that I've discovered, and this, I've been on this path for a long, long time, and it is that the growth and the new awareness and the ability to create and make changes is always, always with us. We just don't use it because we get into habits.
Mm-hmm.
And those habits then become part of the autonomic nervous system. And when you realize that some of that is because you taught it, then you can teach it something else. That's why, and this, for me, I find it interesting because years and years ago, Margaret Mead did studies on the use of the brain and the mind. And the brain and the mind work together, but most people don't really acknowledge that because they give everything to the physiological part, which is the brain. But the mind is a part of us. If we can take a minute to create, like Thomas Edison, the Wright brothers, all of those people thought outside the box in a way that was productive and creative and has served mankind in many wonderful ways. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. I think really when we're coming from a creative mode, that level of consciousness, making conscious choices in the way we were creating, that's the closest time that we are connected to the Creator and God. It's
but you know what,
go ahead.
A lot of times people are not conscious of what they're conscious of. They may be conscious of the idiot that is driving crazy on the freeway or what time they have to get to a destination or heaven knows what else or whatever. But the most important thing is if you look at, just take a moment and say, okay, what could I do with this to make it a little bit different in a positive, healthy way? And I'm using those kind of words because to me there should be a given. But for a lot of people, they don't use their creativity in those ways. They don't get on a larger scale for example, what's going on in Iraq, what's going on in several other places, and the repercussions of what is going on within these countries against themselves and why when they could use that energy if they stopped to focus. But we are still dealing with primal instincts, which are part of our base instincts. I mean, it's really interesting when you start thinking about things like that, because we can't deny those. You know, it's in our genes. Regardless of whether we separate or segregate the caveman to the next generations, to the next generations, to the next generations, and so on and so forth. But each one has contributed significant improvements. And on the other hand, they've created significant controlling and destructive manners.
So, Marvin, what would be give me top three things that you would suggest for people to be, you know, coming from a level of being cultivating that consciousness? What would be the top three things that you could think of right off your head?
First thing that I would suggest is an inside look at what do I really want to experience. And that has to do with your values and your ethics. It has to do with, for lack of a better word, your spirituality. And, you know, I don't care which religion or whatever background it comes from. If you get to your teacher's basic criteria, then some of the things that humans are doing to other humans shouldn't be, because they need to be co-creating instead of trying to destroy each other for power. It doesn't work. It never has. When there's
a
war, nobody wins.
Yeah. Is that creating a bucket list?
What does that mean?
A bucket list is like, you know, that one movie where the two guys had cancer and they decided they were going to break out of the hospital, and they went and made this list of all the things they'd ever wanted to do in their lives, and they just started doing them together.
I wouldn't call it a bucket list, because those were personal issues, and the bottom line has to do with people stepping back outside of their political or religious or whatever conditioning and saying, how would I really like this world to work? And I believe my feeling is that there are a lot of people from all over the world that would love a lot more working together in peace and harmony. But they're not allowed to do that.
Okay, so it's more of global choices as opposed to personal choices.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it's, you know, how does that go?
It's big life bucket list.
Go ahead.
It's the big life bucket list. The big life bucket list.
Because if you want, you know, if you want your kids, for example, and this is a basic, to grow up in a safe world, you're not going to go kill a whole bunch of other people, so it's safe.
Right. I mean, if everybody came from the place of living in their hearts and coming from a place of peace, I think automatically everything would change. You know, and coming from a level of respect
and
one another for their preferences on choice, especially if it's not interfering with somebody else's free will.
Well, interestingly enough, just my observations, that's beginning to happen, because, you know, you've got these countries divided against each other, and, you know, one of the thoughts that I was putting into immigration, when my grandparents came over here, they had to be cleared before they could either. And they were literally locked in cages until they were cleared. And my question is, with the people in these countries that are having these issues, whether it's Mexico or Iraq or any place else, there's got to be problems within their internal agreements and their ethics, or people wouldn't want to be getting away so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't, you know, the United States, it's gotten too big for us to take care of everybody. But I think most importantly, what it has to do is with all of these people need to realize with all the changes they want, they need to work together. They need to work together. And I'm talking about climate changes. I'm talking about people. And I also have an understanding in myself that all of these people are here to learn who they are and to learn what they're capable of. But it needs to shift to creation. And, you know, I can go as simple as creation with regards to, you know what? Let's clean house. There have been so many things that have been looked over for so many years. Examples would be oil and all of these other things. And what's really interesting is most of these people are interested more in the financial aspect as opposed to the result of what it is they're doing or proposing.
Right, right.
And, you know, what's interesting is this particular world is a world of abundance.
Yeah. So coming from that cultivable, if we're going to be cultivating a conscious awareness, wouldn't that be something where we want to be cultivating from that newer perspective or the perspective that's going to be empowering people to be moving away from those mindsets that are out there and being seemingly so prevalent?
Well,
you know, the level of, you know, we're honoring the earth and we're honoring our resources and we're taking care of everything knowing that it's taking care of us. And there's that conscious choice of coming from a level of appreciation and gratitude for the things that we have going on around us.
That's true, but there's always, you know, we do this except when, we do that except when. You know, even as simple as somebody who's in a really big hurry and cut somebody off on the freeway or whatever. It all comes down to energy. And regardless of anything else, I use the word energy as electrons that are existing in everything. And given that, they have choices of where they want to direct what they want to do, but they can't do that if they're so focused on what's wrong and trying to get even or get back at or judging. It doesn't work. Never has.
Because we know, you know, thought creates things. So coming from that level
exactly.
of, you know, choose your thoughts, choose your reality.
Well, something as simple as somebody watched some glass go somewhere at some point in time and figured out what it was doing, and it was pretty. So they figured out how to gather the seeds, and therefore you have wants. That's very basic.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start thinking about those types of things, the basic on whatever, you know, your furniture, the headset you're talking on, any of those things, that all started with energy. And in this particular case, it's a positive energy that helps you communicate.
Right.
That's very
good. So we've got a couple minutes left, Marvine, and you had talked about you're going to be exploring this on a class level. Did you have any kind of details on that about when that's going to be happening? And is this going to be like a one-day class, or are you going to be having it as a series?
Right now it's the last Thursday in August, I believe somebody suggested. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do one a month. I may wind up doing two. I have been hiding from myself and from this for many years. Interesting thing, a friend sent me an email today of success, which is kind of interesting. And I don't think it's success as much as change is tough, guys. It's tough for all of us. I mean, even if it is simple as changing a hairdo or modifying something in a home or getting a tattoo, Jamie.
He's like, hey, it's not hard.
But for some of those people, it took a lot of mental work to get themselves into the headspace to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the most important thing is to truly get, I think one of the things has to do, if it comes right down to it, it's awareness and perception and definition. Because what somebody's definition about a word, I'm thinking the word, cold, in California might be 40 degrees, 45 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Where in Canada or the Antarctic, that's minus 40 degrees.
Big difference.
And so it's finding how to communicate effectively and how to, you know, we can all sit around and bitch about what's wrong, but what positive steps, and those positive steps can be something as simple as a letter to the White House or regardless of what country you're in. I mean, I have folks from a number of different countries, but the most important thing is the common thread is how they care and how they respect and how they respect each other and how they respect the earth and how they really look at what's going on instead of just letting the autonomic, okay, I'm going to pay for this, and they're going to give me this back, or I'm going to do this. The most important thing is how we love. And most of the time, we're so caught up in things that we love is an action word. You know, it's not just,
mm-hmm.
I love you, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Right.
And the beauty is in just step by step.
Yeah.
And it's being aware.
We're at the end of the show. Is there a way that people, if anybody's looking for an inspirational consultant, how can they get a hold of you, Marvie?
Bitsofwisdom.me. Www. That's my website. I'm starting to work on it. I haven't done anything with it for quite some time. And the other way would be bitsofwisdom@me.
It's a wisdom at me. Okay, that's
yes.
Very good. Okay, girl. Well, I love you, and
at.
I thank you for...
Bits of wisdom dot me.
Bits of wisdom dot me, not at me.
Dot me. Okay.
Well, I love you, and I thank you for being on the show. And you know, again, just to remind everybody, you know, it's that choice that we make in each moment about how we're wanting to make the world a better place and coming from gratitude and appreciation.
And one of the biggest things is we start getting impatient or losing our temper, we have to find out what it is in us that's being inconvenient.
And if you're looking for that guidance and feeling that Marvie might be somebody who can help you with that, please contact her. And if you have any questions with that too, again, you can go to thetransformation-cafe.com and go ahead and leave us a message. And we do have voicemail available now on that website, and we'll be more than happy to help you get in contact with Marvie. So thank you so much, Marvie, and thank you, Jamie, for joining us tonight.
Jamie?
He's still there. Okay. And we'll see you next time here at the cafe.
Bye, guys. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.